The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Say,
follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tanline Tuesday on Twitter today at TNT Radio Empire. 5 days to the Chiefs and the Niners. Super Bowl 54.
Yeah.
Yes.
I get that right. Okay.
All right.
LIV.
Live. IN.
I would see that on the crawl. Yeah. Super Bowl Live.
Living.
Mm-hmm. Like Liv Tyler.
Living.
LIVIN.
Talon Alda's birthday. You may remember him from the Deadpool.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah.
Pretty good turn on the latest season of Ray Donovan,
too. Yeah, he's
too.
Great on that. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Is he? He's on that?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was on that.
That he has Parkinson's on Ray Donovan, too, so it's in the his, when his hand's shaking, it's in the script.
He was a good conversation.
I love talking to him. He was fun.
Yeah. I think he used a landline.
Yeah, he did. We could actually hear him.
Last couple of big-time celebs we had on
here. Brutal. Can't do it anymore.
Cell phones.
Right.
And not very good signals either.
It was on this date in 2000, after decades of denial, the U.S. government admitted that workers making nuclear weapons were exposed to radiation and chemicals that led to cancer and early death.
Yeah.
So you don't want that.
We're going to tell you that. We're going to tell you that, but we figured it out. Yeah.
Should we worry about all this radiation? Nah, you're fine. Yeah.
Grammy ratings went down a little bit. They dropped 5% last year. So I don't know that
that's because I didn't watch this year.
That.
I didn't watch last year.
Or it's because it sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are 5% of 19 million.
Well, maybe someday rock and roll will make a comeback.
No.
The Grammy broadcast is the most watched entertainment program of the award season so far this year, beating out the Golden Globes.
Not the Grammys. They just,
however,
find, they don't do anything new rock. There's a lot of new rock bands they don't acknowledge, so it's not going to make a comeback on the Grammys.
It's the one genre.
They want pop music.
It's the one genre that people actually go out to see in concert,
right?
But it gets treated like a redheaded stepchild by this, by this broadcast.
Right.
They don't even put the rock awards on.
I know.
Do we have Dirty Honey in the system? Are you familiar with Dirty Honey?
Got a couple songs in there.
Check out a song called Rollin' Sevens. Because
I'm not just going to jam right now. People.
Oh, yeah. That's the idea. We got time to jam.
Yeah, we do.
Right?
Craig says we got time to
play Blackout.
Always time to jam.
Yeah, we do.
We got time to jam.
Yeah, then I'll play Blackout.
The guy with the stack in front of him says, we got time for that.
Please, let's jam.
Yeah. Puss sent me a YouTube video of Dirty Honey covering Last Child by Aerosmith. And I think this Rollin' Seven song smacks a lot of Aerosmith because it's kind of a bluesy riff to it.
It was super rapey in there.
Oh, wrong clip. Sorry. I had it ready to go for the Kobe story earlier.
That
sorry.
Is not Dirty Honey.
No.
That is not Dirty Honey.
We got to talk a little bit over this so people know we're just jamming here.
Want me to talk up the ramp? Hit the post.
Just talk.
Because
so
I haven't.
People think we're just playing music.
Not familiar with how long the intro is here, so I can't talk it up. But I'm sure they're playing it on all of our radio stations.
These young guys.
No need to socialize.
Sound like,
no need for fantasy.
Sound like Stone Cold Pilots right there, I think.
A little bit, yeah.
I'll shine on
total
like STP.
Yeah,
it's got a little bit more of a groove to it, though.
It's not the Clutch or something like that.
Cause I know your vices.
That's good music.
That's cool.
Kind of sounds like the dude from the Black Crowes.
Like straight ahead rock.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I downloaded the EP. Listened to all of it over the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, that's the only, they've got an EP out. Totally independent band. Not signed any label, and they've been making some noise.
And I hope they don't take any crap for, oh, they sound like they're
yes. No, it didn't sound like Aerosmith at all, that song.
Well, Greta took crap for that.
Yeah. Well, Greta did sound like Led Zeppelin.
Well, they were,
and I like Greta Van Zant. I like Greta Van Zant. That's they sound like Skinner.
They were accused of ripping off Led Zeppelin. They weren't ripping off Led Zeppelin. And you know, there's a lot worse things you could say about a band than they sound like Led Zeppelin.
Right.
You guys sound like one of the best bands in the world. I mean, if somebody came up to me and said, "You sound like one of the best broadcasters in the world," which I've never heard, by the way,
right.
I would take that as a compliment.
Well, at least it didn't sound like the Foo Fighters. I'll get They sound like Led Zeppelin, right? A good band.
Yeah. And who is the best broadcaster in the world? Would we have to go way back to the golden age of radio?
The chick that said
Orson
Welles. I like her. The girl that said the L.A. Nakers. Yeah,
she's the best.
She's the best ever.
I'm thinking radio guy.
I don't know.
The best radio guy in the history of radio.
I don't know.
Casey Kasem?
Yeah. I don't know.
We all do different
stuff. Yeah.
I mean, I suppose there's a couple household names out there now. Although, you know, I don't really style myself after Rush Limbaugh.
No. Do these guys,
he's mad.
Are they young dudes?
Yeah.
In their 30s or 20s?
No, 20s, early 20s. Okay. Yeah.
They dress cool?
Yeah.
Or are they shoegazers?
No, they look like rock stars.
Oh, cool. At least that's coming back, looking like a rock star.
Yeah, because the video that accompanies that is just a live performance video. They're in a bar.
I'm amused by this story. Chicago police confirmed that a traveler arriving in the Chicago's Midway Airport, they have an amnesty box there because, you know, weed is legal in Illinois now. So they have an amnesty box. And for people who are leaving Illinois and have weed in their pocket, they can just drop it in the amnesty box and nobody says anything. Fine, you're good to go. Get the hell out of here. Well, source told NBC5 that after someone had put their weed in this amnesty box, a traveler coming in to Midway Airport walked by the amnesty box, put his hand in there. Hey, there's something here. Pulled it out, stuck it in his pocket. He's on his merry way.
Well, it's like give a penny, take a penny.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you do. I think that should be legal. You know, if that guy probably dropped his off at some other place, flew there, and said, okay, now I get one.
Well, apparently you can't do that.
Yeah, apparently not. Huh?
Because when police went to empty the box later on in the day, the weed was gone. They knew that they had put some in there because they had, the guy had gone through the line. They said, dude, you got to put that in the amnesty box. So they walked him over there and put it in there.
All they had was one?
Well, they knew that in this particular one, there was some.
You got to figure that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't because it's supposed to be locked.
Oh, okay. Well, somehow
you got to be locked. That's what I was thinking.
It's supposed to be
locked.
There's
probably no way else you can reach back in, right?
But when they went to empty the box, if they knew there was weed in, the marijuana was gone. So a check of airport surveillance cameras showed a guy grabbing the weed and hurrying away a couple hours before that. It wasn't clear how he was able to access the box. It should have been locked. They don't know. But I don't blame the guy for trying.
Not at all.
That's the only known amnesty box that I'm familiar with because when we were in Washington last summer, Washington State, and it was legal. But there was nowhere to deposit your weed.
They have them in Vegas, don't they?
Yeah, they think they do,
I don't recall seeing that either.
Yeah, they've got them all around.
Once it's full, they should just put it over to the arriving passengers and be like, hey, take what you want.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. You want these pills?
Just move it over,
Watch out for the knives.
Well, it doesn't happen here. This state is drug-free. Nebraska shuns weed.
Yeah,
they do.
Unless there's a lot of it around.
I've heard reports. I might not be paying attention. They have one in Denver, but I fly to Denver quite a bit.
I'm guessing there is one. You just don't see it.
And I've never seen one.
Yeah.
Well, I go through the... I paid for the TSA pre.
There you go, right.
So maybe they just let you take your weed. Maybe that's one of the privileges of TSA pre. As you
You're not crazy, Todd. DIA does not have those boxes, but Colorado Springs Municipal Airport does.
Okay.
Said some other ones in the state do, but DIA does not.
So you got to go there to get your weed.
Yeah, so I got to do my old trick. Well, in Denver, I got friends, so I just give it to my friends, anything I have left over. Washington State, I don't really know anybody, so I leave
orifice, your orifice, right?
On top of the gas pump. Yeah. When I fill up my rent-a-car to take it back to the airport, I just put it right on top of the gas pump.
But, you know, the guy there,
it's
though.
It's a treat for the next guy.
The guy there is looking around. There's a camera here. I'm not going to grab that. That's what that guy's thinking. You know,
well, that guy on the who's watching the camera, he's going out to get the weed.
He might be getting it, right? Right.
So somebody's getting it. So long as it doesn't go to waste, that's all I care about.
Well, they say that the statement from Denver International Airport says that most people coming into DIA know about Colorado and federal laws. The vast majority of travelers simply aren't bringing it to the airport. Therefore, we just don't feel like we need those.
Yeah. Right.
Are there any in Portland? Any in California?
People are just flying with it now, right? Once if you're on, you're just on the plane, they're not going to stop you walking off the plane in Omaha.
Well, the reports
and
we
our
get,
governor wants you to, but they're not going to stop you.
Out of LAX is LAX doesn't care,
right?
And they don't check you when you're coming.
Well, it's also legal in LA now.
When you're coming down the breezeway in Omaha, they're not patting you down.
No. Just put a big red sweatshirt on, you can walk anywhere.
Yeah.
Nope.
How about our team? That's all you got to do. You can go anywhere.
Yeah, but I often wondered why they didn't have those kind of receptacles like they do at Midway.
Because they expect you to fly with it.
Yeah, probably just take it with you, man. Yeah. No. You bought it, take it with you.
Smoke it all before you get on the plane.
Right.
Because I found if I'm at Midway, I'm probably going to need some of that weed. Yeah. I hate that airport. I don't know why. I always get a bad vibe when I fly through Midway.
Well, yeah. There's weed in Chicago now. You can get when you're there. Just get high.
But he hasn't been through there since then.
Right. The problem I think I have with the Chicago airport, not necessarily O'Hare, but Midway, is Chicagoans. The friendly Midwesterners. Friendly Midwesterners are the rudest people I've met.
Well, that's Chicago.
It is. Mm-hmm. And they think they're all friendly. I don't think so.
I don't think anybody's friendly.
No, you can find pricks anywhere.
Right.
This says that the Colorado Springs Airport, since 2016, so what, 4 years, they've collected almost 40 pounds of weed in those amnesty boxes. Yeah. Nice.
And that self-righteous conservative town doesn't even have dispensaries. You got to drive to...
But the state has legal weed.
Yeah.
You know what? The state has legal weed.
Not the town of Colorado Springs, because they're focused on the family.
Yeah, but you can bring it in.
Screw Colorado Springs.
But considering most
people... They are focused on the family, aren't they?
They are.
They got James Dobson over there.
Yeah. But most people are dropping off like a minute amount in that box, I'm guessing.
Right.
And they've collected almost 40 pounds of weed.
Right. Some guy's not pulling out a 40-pound brick. God damn. I forgot. I can't fly with this. Here.
It's the remnants
of a bigger
bag.
Box.
Well, that's because, most tourists who fly to Colorado Springs say, oh, there's no weed here. Oh, I guess I'll have to drive 5 miles to Manitou Springs and buy my weed there.
But you got to figure if you get to the airport, you forget about it. You don't have a lot left.
No.
You're not going to give up on a whole lot. You'll change your flight and take an extra day to smoke the weed if you got that much.
No, when I fly somewhere where it's legal, I always get way more than I need because I really don't smoke that much. The reports of my marijuana consumption are greatly exaggerated, so I end up giving a ton of it away. Even if I buy like $50 worth, I can't go through that in a week's time.
I had to flush some in Vegas once.
Really?
I still think about that sometimes when I'm out. Like, I should have brought that back.
Yeah. Leave it on the gas pump. Treat somebody.
Yeah.
See, I would be leery of something I found on a gas pump.
Yeah, I saw it there. Somebody's looking at you.
Oh, you think it's a trap?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, or somebody did something to it.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
You're right.
It's dipped in formaldehyde.
Not just some kind stoner.
Right.
Some freak.
You assume the worst.
In the future, I should leave a note?
Yes.
Or would that cause even more suspicion?
I think that would raise more suspicion.
This is not in my ass. All notes should say that. All notes should say this is not in my ass.
This weed has never been in my ass. It's not laced.
Any note. Attach any stick, it should say this was not in my ass.
Skunky farts.
I mean, maybe if you personally handed it to somebody and said, hey, look, I'm taking off. I'm going to the airport. I can't. Take care of this. You want it?
Right.
They might take it and feel okay. But if you just find it on top of a gas pump.
I'm afraid something's done with it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm saying thank you, God.
You going to eat a sandwich you find on top of a gas pump?
Nope.
Like anything at a gas station is sketchier than it would be elsewhere because it's at the gas station.
Yeah.
Yep.
You don't trust the bathrooms.
I know that you're pure of heart, Todd, but the person who picks it up does not.
Well, people don't sit next to
I am pure of heart. This has not been up my ass. Enjoy.
You're just trying to be a friendly stoner.
Yeah,
to another
most
stoner.
People are not buying that. You're
but
right.
You never know.
No.
Are you going to roll that dice?
Nope.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There's a chance that two satellites could collide tomorrow evening over Pittsburgh.
It's time to get the Space Force involved.
According to space debris tracker LEO Labs, a decommissioned space telescope launched in 1983 will come extremely close to a smaller satellite launched in 1967 as part of a science experiment.
I'm surprised we don't hear more of this. There's so much junk up in space.
Oh, not enough. We're throwing up hundreds more satellites now trying to get worldwide web access throughout the world.
So you're going to do more and more reports like this.
And so, well, they're even suggesting that these satellites, that all these satellites that they're going to end up putting up are going to be interfering with all our telescopes.
Oh.
Well, that makes sense. That'll piss off, the Hubble guys.
But in this case,
the
Hubble guys are above that.
The terrestrial telescope.
Okay.
Yeah, which most of the telescopes are. Now, the chances of these satellites colliding is actually about a 1 in 100. So it's not great. Okay. However, it's a greater chance than usual. They say there's no real threat to Earth, but a collision could pose a risk to other satellites in orbit.
What's the chance of our junk colliding, Craig?
Well, what time is it?
Getting better by the minute.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the position.
Yeah. What time
right. When what two
time?
Junks collide.
Right. What Check happens out, when yeah. two junks collide?
Right.
Space porn.
Yeah, according to Meatball, they play that Dirty Honey on T95.
Yeah, thank you, Meatball.
Meatball sounds like a dude who shotguns all the beers.
Yeah, we haven't met Meatball yet, but Meatball rocks T95 in Wichita.
Alcohol brand Jameson.
We're going to call Puss Meatball once. Actually,
well, we did call him Meatball once.
It was Puss Ball. We had him. That was his original name, Puss Ball.
Yeah, made we no thought sense. People might misread that so we just as a Puss Pussy, Ball. Right?
We were going to call Puss Meatball once.
And we changed his name to Big Pussy.
I was on the phone for one call. I'm so lost.
I got to teach you to do your job.
You got to stop taking calls.
Yeah, but I can see him. I'm the only one who really can see him. You can't do it. When he picks up the phone, half the time I just do it right there. Just
I can't tell him. I can't tell him when he picked up the phone always.
Puss on the phone, I got to say something about him. But he always hears it.
Alcohol brand Jameson has announced Jameson Cold Brew, a triple distilled blend of whiskey and fair trade Arabica bean brew or coffee.
Whiskey coffee.
Roasted in, quote, coffee richness with hints of toasted oak and dark chocolate.
Does it have caffeine in it?
According to the brand's website. It is 70 proof. I don't know the answer to that.
Whiskey and caffeine together? Whoa.
Probably.
Yeah. Isn't that just an 8-ball?
Yeah.
I mean, they're upper
no.
counter?
Right.
No.
Can you snort that coffee?
That is not an 8-ball. That would be a highball.
Yeah.
Or not a highball. Or is it? But certainly not an 8-ball. No. It's not one of each.
No.
I don't drink coffee unless the beans come out of a cat's ass.
They do have that, yeah.
Cost about $37 for a 750 on this one. So you can check that out.
The Jaeger people were at the Funny Bone the other night.
Oh, yeah?
And,
oh, that's right. They were there. I was saying about that, yeah. Well, it was for the Reno show, right?
Okay. Uh-huh. And they had this giant, stainless, it was just like a Jaeger shot glass we've had at our house for a long time. We always called it the pewter shooter. And it was had the deer on the on the bottom of it, and it can sit up straight. And they had like a gigantic version of this thing that had two big deers coming off the side. And I was like, oh my God, this is just like the shot glass I have at home. And then these people were like, look at each other. They're like, well, should we give it to him? And I was like, what? And they just like sent this home with me. It's like a big Orange Bowl trophy,
sure?
Like
right.
Jägermeister. Yeah, my wife was not happy when I walked through the door with this thing.
Like, look what I want.
Because right. It doesn't really go with the decor of the house.
No, well, it's fitting in now. But I was like, I got a surprise for you. And I walk in, I'm like, check this out. She's like, that needs to go downstairs now. Yeah. No, it's in the kitchen.
Yeah, I found that's the case in my house, too. Your kitschy stuff is not welcome.
Right.
Like my kitschy golf stuff. We can't have that anywhere because we have to make room for kitschy golden retriever stuff.
Yeah, there you go. There you
oh,
go.
Yeah.
That could go in your office.
Yeah. Mm. Or Jägermeister trophies.
Yeah, it's big.
That's not going to go anywhere. Did you drink Jäger that night before the show? It's,
Yeah.
Were you a little hungover the next morning?
No. not exceptionally.
17 milligrams of caffeine per shot of the Jameson cold brew.
What is that compared to like a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
I think 100 milligrams is a cup of coffee.
Right.
All right.
But I'm not certain on that.
Well, per shot. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just need five shots.
Yeah. Not 95 is what this says. 95. Per cup of coffee.
95 to 100. Well, sure.
Whiskey can be a downer. So if you want to get jacked up, why not?
Yeah, who doesn't want to go up and down? Yeah.
No, I don't. That doesn't sound good at all.
Instead of a cup of coffee in the morning, do five shots of that stuff. You're fine.
See, I would consider that.
Yeah.
Well, Luke told us, I mean, Nine Have Told Luke, he put a picture up over the holidays of that the peanut butter whiskey. He just pours a little bit of that in his coffee as the mixer.
Oh.
And that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
So it's not an Irish coffee. It's peanut butter coffee.
It's a screwball.
Yeah. It's a screwball coffee.
Screwball coffee.
An Indonesian teen is recovering.
By the way, I checked out when you did the dangerous airlines.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't discuss dangerous airlines, but most of them are flying out of Indonesia.
The most dangerous?
Yeah.
The third tier, as it were?
Indonesia, God. Somalia, and Afghanistan.
Yeah, well, if I'm there, I'm not... Well,
there are places you probably want to get out of. You got to get on the plane that...
You don't have enough vodka for me to hop one of those flights.
These are probably airlines that fly within the country.
Right.
You know, because some big carrier can probably take you into a major airport in Indonesia or into Djibouti.
Mm-hmm. Fly right into
or
Djibouti.
Jakarta.
Yeah.
Are you offering flights to Djibouti now, Todd?
Daily. Non-stop.
Well, there's a stop at the end.
He'll play with the instruments in Djibouti.
Media reporting on 16-year-old Muhammad Idul out of Indonesia. He was fishing with his family in southern Indonesia when some needlefish began to jump out of the water. One of these creatures, they've got a long snout and tack-like teeth, apparently. One of these needlefish managed to hop into the boat and stab the 16-year-old in the throat. He was knocked into the water but managed to climb out and walk home with the fish still stuck in his neck they took him to the hospital. It took surgeons 2 hours to remove the needlefish, whose nose managed to exit Muhammad's neck, but also stopped excessive bleeding. The kid's in stable condition, still in the hospital under observation, but looks like he's going to make it.
Walking into just like a big needle nose through your throat.
Yeah. But it kept him from bleeding out.
Yeah, you're right. Probably just came out and just stuck there.
So the guy's going to be okay.
I was expecting he's a dead now.
Not with a 16-year-old.
No, you don't do that with 16-year-olds.
You don't take the nail out of your tire.
No.
Right.
You get to the shop.
Right. Exactly like that.
And Needlefish is a good nickname. Call you buddy. Hey.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, what are you doing, Needlefish?
Get Needlefish and Meatball together.
TNTRadioEmpire.com for all the podcasts and the streaming there. Check it out. At TNT Radio Empire's Twitter, Facebook's out there, all that stuff. Right. Gotta go.
All right.
See ya.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.